Well, it was first announced, I guess, early this past summer that Dean Myers, who's the ninth dean of SMU, is stepping down after really a remarkable run over the last 7 or 8 years. I mean, the physical plant is just built out. They've got record attendance, people showing up and signing up for the Cox School of Business. And now they've named the person who will follow him and become the 10th dean. Todd Milburn will join the SMU campus on June 1st. Dean Myers joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me again.
Thank you. So, I mean, like I say, I don't know what else you could accomplish. I mean, you're handing Dean, what will be Dean Milburn, you know, a pretty complete plate over there. What's left?
Well, yeah, we are. First off, let me say a couple of things about Todd Milburn. We are so excited that he's coming in. We think he's the right person at the right time. He's coming down from the Olin School of Business at Washington University, which many of your listeners will recognize as an exemplar of higher education and certainly business education. Todd's going to do a great job, and we're also excited about it. And hopefully we are handing off to Todd a baton that really allows him to continue to grow the school and make us even stronger inside the competitive environment of business education.
You know, just during your tenure, my sense is the nature of business school has changed a lot. I mean, I remember talking to some attorneys several years ago who were saying, you know, we just don't hire as many attorneys as we used to because Google does a lot of the research that we used to hire attorneys to do. And now we've got artificial intelligence, you know, crunching numbers and doing things on Excel spreadsheets that your graduates used to do. So how do you prepare somebody coming out of business school right now for the environment that they're walking into?
Well, that is a phenomenal question. And one of the things I'd respond with is that business is just so different than it was 20 years ago. I'd say that if business had remained static, then the whole issue associated with artificial intelligence and outsourcing might be a real problem. But business has changed so dramatically in the last decade or two. We have new industrial sectors. We have, you know, larger sectors in healthcare technology, all of those different things that preparing business students we're more popular now as a business school than we ever have been. And placing those students is easily facilitated as it ever has been as well. So the changing marketplace of what business looks like has facilitated the growth in business schools at all good universities. I mean, that's one of the things, David, that we've seen. You mentioned earlier the growth at the Cox School. We've grown over almost 50% in our undergraduate population, and we've doubled the size of our graduate population just in the past 8 years. And that's because, one, yes, Cox is a great business school, but also more and more people want to study business, and there are more and more opportunities post-graduation than there ever have been.
But, you know, it used to be, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you could walk out and sort of be a banker, or you could walk out and have something that was portable right into the energy business or whatever, and you know, end up with a gold watch retiring from the company. I mean, that's just not true anymore. Do you just give them the tools to adapt, knowing that it's going to change?
Yeah, it's different than my generation. You know, those of us that graduated from university in the 80s, it's not the same anymore. You're exactly right. Back then, you went to work for General Electric and you got the gold watch 40 years later. But these days, you know, folks are going to be with 4, 5, 6 different companies by the time that they retire in a wide variety of different areas. And so what we really focus on is putting new leadership talent inside of the pipeline as much as it is technical talent in, say, finance or marketing. And so really being able to teach the leadership skills that allow our graduates, to be flexible inside of what's happening with the business marketplace, but most importantly, be in leadership positions early in their stages of their career so that the companies that they work with understand the value of their talent. And also we're seeing a whole lot more of our graduates actually start their own business, which is a lot easier to do than it was 10 or 20 years ago. And that facilitates, again, the kind of growth and the kind of trajectory that we love our graduates to have.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I was thinking back on it, and fairly recently we've had a couple of your graduates on. One was starting and going to build a chain of compounding pharmacies. And then just the other day, we had a chap on who's building the machines that are used in 3D construction of new homes. I mean, I'm not sure exactly what the common thread there is, except that they're from the Cox School, and I guess they've got the tools to do a variety of things.
Well, the common thread is that you're bringing multiple aspects of business together and building the blocks. In those cases, technology plus, you know, specific kind of traditional industrial sectors like construction. And so the entrepreneurial spirit is so important to make this work. And so when I came here, and you and I first talked in 2017, you asked me what's one of the things that really drew me here. And I think my response was the wildcatter mentality is alive and well in Texas. And that may not be oil and gas anymore, but it certainly is from the standpoint of risk taking and the entrepreneurial spirit. And that's one of the things that I think we really try to exemplify here at the Cox School and that we've been very successful
in. You know, one thing that's happened during your tenure, and also Gerald Turner, the retiring president of the campus overall, is playing to your audience around here. But you've always had, you know, sort of a national following and a lot of students from every place else, but really incorporating into the community. And this community is changing. I mean, financially, I mean, nobody abhors the term Y'all Street more than I do. But you look at Schwab and Fidelity and Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo and Bank of America. I mean, you got to play to that audience.
Well, there's no question. And then you look at the stock markets that are moving here. I mean, NASDAQ, for example, what's happening with the NYSE, it matters to them because they understand the growth. And it's not just growth because people are moving here. It's growth because of the business mentality and that aforementioned wildcatter spirit that we have here that enables folks to go out and build new companies and build new industrial sectors that Texas didn't know about 20 years ago. Yeah. So it's not all oil and gas anymore. It's not all real estate. It is a very, very diverse set of industries that we have here that's very healthy for the future of Texas, not just North Texas, but all of the state.
So what do you think? Can you make a person recession-proof?
No, you can't because we're too intertwined around, not only around the nation, but globally. And I think that, you know, some of the, you know, just to be candid, some of the decisions that are being made now relative to the restriction of free trade is just baffling. But, you know, I do believe that, you know, Texas is probably, if not the most resilient state economically, certainly one of them. And I feel confident that we're going to come out of this okay.
So is there a single thing that you are most proud of? I mean, like I say, I mean, the physical plant is just remarkable. You know, finishing off that quad, I mean, it's impressive. And I guess that's what's allowed you to increase your student body so much. But also the breadth of curriculum. Anything you really point to?
Yeah, I get asked that question quite a bit lately, as you might imagine. And yes, of course, we're very, very proud of what we've been able to do from the standpoint of fundraising and build the new Miller Business Quadrangle. But I think what I'm most proud of is really just the culture we have here at the Cox School. You know, we have a culture that is very supportive of each other. We work hard. We play hard. We understand that, family and friends come first. But at the same time, I think that the team here has been one that I have been extraordinarily fortunate to work with. I'm not going to kid you. I'm going to miss them incredibly as I transition out of this role and into another one. So it's the culture that I've been most proud of and our ability to keep that in some very challenging times.
Well, it's intriguing. You are coming back, I gather. You're going to take some time off, make way for Dean Milburn to come in at the end of May, beginning of June, take some time off, then you're coming back. What are you going to do?
What are you going to teach? I haven't taught in a long, long time. I pity the poor students who had me back in the classroom for the first time after all this time.
But what are you going to teach?
Well, I teach global strategy and international business. That is what I've always taught, and a little bit of supply chain in the global context as well. And so I've loved it. All of us who come into the professorial ranks as young people, we don't dream of becoming college deans. We dream of being professors and writers. And I think that I'm very excited about getting into that role when I come back here in 2026.
Well, that seems like a very necessary topic right now, more than ever, I think, probably. Dean Matthew B. Myers, the 9th dean of SMU's Edwin L. Cox School of Business, finishing out his run at the end of May. We've enjoyed our conversations, and hopefully we can continue to talk after you get back.
Well, I appreciate it, David. Thanks for all you do.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.